Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For live team coverage of breaking news, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 70 degrees. Police are investigating a death in North Wichita. Officers were called to the 2700 block of East 10th at around 6:15 Monday evening. They found a woman in her 70s inside the home, unresponsive. She was later pronounced dead at the scene. Two other people were inside the home at the time. Investigators are working to determine what happened to that woman. A man is dead after a motorcycle crash this morning in Derby. First responders were called to Metal Arc and Rock around 1:15. They found a man in his 20s who was pronounced dead at the scene. No more information was immediately available. The first batch of 500 rental scooters through the Spin app are now on the streets in Wichita. After a ribbon-cutting ceremony Monday morning involving Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell and others.
We are really excited to welcome these scooters to Wichita. We are rolling along with some improvements to our city to make Wichita a destination city while working to implement quality of life with amenities like scooters that'll make Wichita a more attractive place to call home.
Police Lieutenant Stephen Patton urges motorists to watch out for the new scooters.
Other drivers be aware that these are going to be on the streets now. Treat them as a traffic unit. Treat them like you would a bicyclist. And be careful and be safe and be aware of your surroundings and be a defensive driver.
Within a few weeks, there will be more than 1,000 e-scooters available for rental in Wichita's downtown area. Attorney General Derek Schmidt says the U.S. Supreme Court's fall docket includes three Kansas cases.
Schmidt announced Monday that for the first time in modern Kansas history, the state has three cases before the court at one time. Schmidt's office will represent the state in all three. The first to be heard this fall involves an appeal in a capital murder case filed by James Caller, who killed four relatives in Burlingame in November 2009. He argues Kansas law unconstitutionally prevented him from using an insane defense. The second deals with an identity theft case out of Johnson County. The third involves a Douglas County traffic stop. The Kansas Supreme Court overturned convictions in both cases, and the state is appealing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump is again sparking bipartisan criticism for tweets, this time directed at four freshman congresswomen.
The four Democratic freshmen women from minority communities call themselves the Squad. They responded to comments from President Trump suggesting they go back where they came from.
This is the agenda of white nationalists.
Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar is a naturalized U.S. citizen. Her family fled Somalia in her youth. The three other Squad members, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib, were born in the U.S.
This is not the first, nor will it be the last time we hear disgusting, bigoted language from the president.
As Republicans returned to the Capitol Monday, a growing number also offered criticism of the president's weekend tweets. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tough new changes to the nation's asylum laws go into effect today.
The White House pushing ahead with a strict new asylum policy. Under the policy, migrants trying to enter from the U.S. southern border would have to seek asylum in one of the countries they first came through before getting into the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the change a, quote, clear abdication of American humanitarianism. But Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli tells Fox News at night.
We have over 300,000 case backlog in asylum, and they're getting in the way of people who have legitimate asylum claims, legitimate persecution claims.
The American Civil Liberties Union says to expect a legal challenge. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Traffic this morning, I've got bad news for everybody. It's about this same time last week we had some bad news about gasoline prices going up, and that's what we're seeing out there. this morning. $2.59 a gallon, another big increase.
You know, we had Trilby Lumber yesterday talking about nationwide they were going up, so we're getting on it now, huh?
Well, are we ahead of the curve, behind the curve? Honestly, it doesn't matter. Our prices are going up at the pump. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. $2.59 a gallon. If you spot that lower price, go ahead and get it. It seems to be pretty universal this week. Everybody going up to $2.59. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Already it's a warm start to the day for us, and temperatures continue to climb throughout the afternoon. We will likely be near 90 by midday around noontime. Our high, 96. Clear tonight, our low 77. Sunny, windy, and 100 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch through Saturday that basically includes all of Kansas. Right now, partly cloudy, calm, and 70 degrees.
It's going to be hot for a while.
It's going to be hot. 6:11, Steve and Ted. We had a warm, sunny day across south central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 92 degrees, and the normal high for the day is 93. So again, an excessive heat watch for most of Kansas until Saturday. If you're going out today, be careful about how much you do out there and how long you stay. July 16th, on this date in 1969, Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy on the first manned mission to the surface of the moon. We'll have more on that today in the Steve and Ted Show. And just a quick comment about that, going to the moon brought so many residual scientific developments, it's just about unreal. Everything, computers and microchips, all of that came out of those. The government saying, we're going to go to the moon, and all of this other stuff just came along with it. They had to be creative to get somebody on the moon. They couldn't just make a big cannon like in that movie, Ted. What is it? That movie with the Earth to the Moon or something? Big cannon, and they just shot the projectile.
It was like a
couldn't
catapult.
Do it. Huh. All right, the Kansas City Royals are planning to extend the netting at Kauffman Stadium to better protect fans. The decision comes after a fan was hit by a ball Sunday during the Royals game against the Detroit Tigers. The club had commissioned a study on how to expand the netting before Sunday's incident. So the Royals were already thinking about it and talking about it, but now they're going to go ahead and do it. Going to extend that netting down to the foul pole. And we've been talking about this, Ted. Yeah, had some discussions about it, and there you go. The Royals are voluntarily doing it. Are others doing it downtown?
Oh, yeah.
They're all seeing the handwriting on the wall. We got to protect these people, so there you go. 6:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee now says he's in favor of changing a law that requires the state to honor Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, an early leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Lee tweeted yesterday that while it's his job to enforce the law, he plans on working to change a decades-old statute requiring governors to sign a proclamation designating July 13th as Nathan Bedford Forrest Day. They had to do it by law. Lee's statement comes days after he faced national backlash for not only signing the proclamation last week, but also declining to answer if he thought the law should change. High-profile Republicans and Democrats criticized the signing. Forrest was a Confederate cavalry general who amassed a fortune as a plantation owner and slave trader in Memphis before the Civil War. Now, if you study your history, Nathan Bedford Forrest may have been, the best or most effective cavalry officer in the entire Civil War. This guy knew his beans, and he knew how to find the guys who could ride with him and be just as tough and brutal as he was. However, one of the things that they say he was an early leader, apparently this guy pretty much founded the KKK. So, you know, it's again, you can appreciate the guy from a historical standpoint as a really effective general for the Confederacy during the war. But, you know, and that's where, you know, this guy was a racist, no doubt about it. And maybe, you know, again, for his time, nobody thought he was a radical. But they had a law in Tennessee, but every governor had to sign that proclamation.
Mm. Yeah, time to change that law.
That needs a little changing, you know. And, I'm not big for taking down statues and all that other stuff, and then denying that, you know, rewriting history. Why weren't they more why weren't these people back there more sensitive about race and stuff like that? But this is a case where I don't think there's any middle ground on that. All right, 6:15. Excuse me now, Steve and Ted. And Ted, just a quick comment about yesterday. I was talking about my 49 years in broadcasting, the anniversary. I posted something on my Facebook.
Right.
And got a lot of response from, you know, there's a lot of people out there that had some nice things to say.
Well, yeah.
And I appreciate that. But other than that, you know, life goes on. It's going to be a hot day. It's going to be a hot week ahead
of
us. Yeah,
now it's 49 years plus one.
Here we go. By the way, if you keep it, you know, I know that if you're a listener, you're keeping track of this on your own little calendar there someplace on how many Steve and Ted shows have been done.
I was going to ask you that yesterday since we're in the numbers game here.
Yeah.
49 years for you.
Yep. We are. This is Steve and Ted show number 5,452.
5,452.
So we're gonna make 5,500 here in a couple of months.
Yeah, we're getting closer to that.
And I guess are we shooting for 6,000 or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel unlucky when I come to the radio station and my key works.
One day at a time.
Yeah, just one day at a time, baby.
At least they don't, have a little pink note on your desk saying, hey, see the PR or the human resources director. Anyway, that's good. Yeah, apparently they're satisfied that we're doing our best, even if it's not that great.
we hope so.
We're doing our best. There's no doubt about it. One other thing I wanted to mention real quick this morning is that the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, I mentioned this down there, but probably not enough. The Kansas Association of Broadcasters, this last year named Ted's sportscaster on KNSS, the best in Kansas. I just, you know, every now and then I like to remind people that, yeah, we're pretty good at this.
Well, it's a nice honor. We try.
And we try hard, and other people do, too. We got some great, great competitors in this market. So, anyway, that's 6:17. Let's go ahead and find out how good Ted is right now.
A lot of pressure here.
Put a little pressure on Ted. Sports time with Ted Woodard. Hey, good news for the Royals, huh?
Yeah, the Royals have been playing well since the All-Star break, and they added to that last night. Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium on a hot Monday night, taking on the Chicago White Sox. Good pitching from Jacob Junis with a career-high 10 strikeouts, and he got enough offensive support as well. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Brings the pitch home. Lopez singles to left. That's a base hit. Dozier will score. Soler stops at second. The Royals have a 3-1 lead.
And they would go on to win the game 5-2 as the White Sox strand 10 runners on base last night. Royals have won 3 out of their 4 games since the All-Star break. And they'll try to keep up the good times against the White Sox again tonight. Game 2 of a 4-game series up at Kauffman Stadium. That game will start at 7:15 tonight. You can listen to it live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In other major league action across the state of Missouri last night, the St. Louis Cardinals at home shut out the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-0. Cardinals broadcaster Mike Shannon celebrating his 80th birthday yesterday. Still on the air with the Cardinals.
Here's the pitch for O'Neill. Swinging a long high fly ball to center field. This has got a chance. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. A two-run homer, and the Cardinals now lead it 5-0.
Cardinals win it 7-0. Mike Shannon has been a Cardinal for 62 years.
All of that time, I take it all that time at KMOX, which is a huge radio station.
9 as a player, 53 as a radio broadcast.
Yeah.
Well, no, there were several years where KMOX was not.
Is that right? I didn't know, but I know that's a huge radio station.
Oh, yeah. Mike Shannon, 80th birthday yesterday, voice of the Cardinals.
Wow.
St. Louis wins its 3rd in a row. And now the Cardinals are in the number 2 wild card spot in the National League with 70 games to go in the season. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Luke Ritter, just drafted last month. He is in single A with the New York Mets. He drew another walk last night. He is tied for second in the New York Penn League in bases on balls. Former Shocker Luke Ritter finds a way to get on base. He's in single A with the Mets. The NBA Summer League finished up yesterday in Las Vegas with the championship game as the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. Coming off the bench as the sixth man for the T-Wolves, former Kansas State Wildcat Barry Brown, who finished with 12 points and 3 rebounds, made a couple of three-pointers. Barry Brown ended up finishing the summer league, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a game for the Timberwolves. Former Wildcat from K-State, Barry Brown. trying to hook on, get a roster spot with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And boy, do we have a big Wichita birthday today. Maybe one of the biggest. Barry Sanders celebrating a birthday today. He's 51 years old. Still considered one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. Barry Sanders is still third all-time in running in rushing yards in NFL history.
Wow.
He was healthy and still turning up yards when he retired. He was just 1 year away from a 2,000-yard rushing season when he called it quits. So there was no long, slow decline for Barry Sanders. He retired, and he was still
on top
at the top of his game. He won in Wichita, of course, Wichita North High School, Heisman Trophy at Oklahoma State, and then the great career with the Detroit Lions in the NFL. Barry Sanders,
good one.
Wichita native, 51 years old today. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the College Football Hall of Fame. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
It is 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes, deciphering the president's tweet. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.